Riley may be just 25, but the legislative session that began last week marks his second stint in the House of Representatives. Riley first won election in 2010, but he lost his seat to a Democrat in 2012. Riley says the rise to the speakership last March of the more socially conservative Nicholas Mattiello was a factor in his decision to try to return to the House.
I was really energized by the 2 years I had here. I thought there was a lot of unfinished business that both myself and my colleagues had really started on. I was also really excited with the change in leadership. I thought that this House will be capable of doing a lot of things that we just didn't want to do or couldn't have done previously when I was here. So I thought it was worth the run again.
Riley works as an EMT. He's one of 11 Republicans in the 75-member House of Representatives. That's an increase of 5 from the last session. Riley says his top legislative goal is cutting taxes and that he supports Speaker Mattiello's desire to exempt Social Security benefits and pension income from the state income tax.
I'd like to see that extended to military pensions. I would also like to see us continue that tax-cutting mantra to people who are here, who are younger, who are still in the workforce, who are starting businesses, and I'd like to see us really start reducing the corporate income tax beyond what they did previously.
Riley says a cut in the state corporate tax rate last session from 9% to 7% was offset by a practice known as combined reporting. Yet with Rhode Island facing an almost $200 million deficit for the fiscal year starting in July, the state's flexibility on the budget is expected to be tight. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.